On this Tuesday morning, we're very pleased to say good morning to the governor of the great state of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, on the line with us right now. Governor Whitmer, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Glad to be with you.
Well, Michigan's gone from having the third highest rate of coronavirus to now one of the lowest in the nation. How did we do this? How do we keep those numbers low here in Michigan?
Well, we did it with great aggressive measures and a lot of sacrifice. And so we should be all feeling very proud to see how we stack up against the rest of the nation. It's not come without a cost. We've lost almost 6,000 Michiganders. We know that a lot of businesses are struggling and people are trying to get back to work. And yet the greatest thing that we can do to keep our economy re-engaged is to keep our guard up. And that means continuing to wear masks and washing our hands and not congregating in close spaces, trying to stay 6 feet apart when you are out in public. It's really important we don't let our guard down because the virus hasn't changed. What we have done is learn to live with it and push that curve down, and we've got to continue keeping our guard up.
When will we be able to move into phase five, and what's been keeping us from doing that to this point?
So we're watching the numbers. We're watching our testing numbers go up and the positivity rates go down. We have to keep our eye on that. As you see in other parts of the nation, there is COVID-19 that is growing exponentially. We've not seen that here in Michigan. As long as this trajectory continues, I think in the next couple of days, the rest of the state will be able to safely move into phase five, and that will be a good thing for us all. But these numbers are dependent on human behavior, right, and us continuing to do what we need to do to stay safe. And so I would anticipate an announcement before the end of the week.
We'll look forward to that. Gyms and workout centers will be allowed to reopen on Thursday, not by your decision, but a judge who said there just wasn't enough evidence of health risk to keep them closed. How concerned are you about seeing gyms reopen?
Well, I'm concerned. I think that this ruling was really in error, and we are appealing the ruling. I would caution people to just make sure that if you are one of those folks that is headed to the gym, to really ensure that as you're looking around, everyone's doing what they need to do to stay safe, that the gym is as well. We know that places where people breathe heavily are uniquely at risk for COVID-19, and that's why masking is so important. But as I said, we're appealing this ruling, so just want to make sure that everyone stays current in terms of what is permitted and what's not. And most importantly, stay safe and keep that mindset that you want to make sure everyone else is living up to the same high standards you are so that you and your family can be safe.
There have been nearly 2,000 COVID-19 deaths in Michigan nursing homes. You've been criticized by Republicans in Washington, actually, for allowing COVID patients to be in nursing homes. Have you considered other plans moving forward? Should COVID patients be allowed to live with a vulnerable population in nursing homes?
Well, certainly with regard to this virus, it's a novel virus, and we are all learning a lot about it. The request that came from those congressional Republicans was sent to 5 Democratic governors. You know, I hate the fact that politics seems to be permeating this public health conversation because COVID-19 doesn't care what party you are. COVID-19 doesn't care what state you live in. We got to get this right. At the time that we promulgated our initial rules, it was following the CDC best practices. We're always going to continue to upgrade, to make improvements because we want to get this right. And we know that congregate care facilities with older residents, especially where there are many underlying health conditions, are uniquely vulnerable. And that's why we've made adjustments. We're going to continue to do that. We're going to follow the science. We know that it's important to do everything we can to protect lives, and that's what's driven every decision we've had to make.
You said that if the Trump campaign wants to hold an indoor rally in Michigan like the one that was held in Tulsa over the weekend, you might try to stop it. People are obviously going to see that as political. Is that a political decision, or is that one that says we shouldn't have groups of people meeting like that?
Yeah, not at all. It's not political at all. What we know is that congregate settings like that inside where people aren't masked and where there's a lot of yelling and screaming, that's prime conditions for a super spreader event. We've been really, really aggressive here in Michigan. We've saved thousands of lives, and the last thing we want to do is to have super spreader events. Now, I understand we are in a political season, and I understand that campaigns and candidates are going to want to come to Michigan. you know, I just am going to do everything I can to encourage that people do it safely. Simply taking an event and being outside, and it requires that people wear masks, can improve the safety of that and lower the risk dramatically. And those are things that I hope any campaign or any group that is thinking about coming would consider.
We have seen a number of protests around the country and here in Michigan, outdoor gatherings from Grand Rapids to Lansing to Detroit, even here in Port Huron, with a call for sweeping police reform. Do you think it's time for such change here in Michigan? What kind of police reform would you advocate for?
I do. And, you know, last night I had a conversation, or yesterday, with the chiefs of police across the state. I've been having a lot of conversation with activists from Black Lives Matter to the NAACP, to the colonel of the state police, because I know we all want to get it right. And in order to get it right, everyone's got to be at the table. This is a moment in the United States where we are confronting historic inequities through the graphic, horrifying, violence that was captured against George Floyd. And it started a national conversation. I think that what we see in terms of people coming together to come up with some solutions is very encouraging, but we can't just let it be conversation. It needs to ultimately be action, and that's what we want to continue pushing forward.
Are you still on the list of potential running mates for Joe Biden? Are you involved in the campaign, and do you think that he should consider a woman of color as his running mate?
So as someone who's picked a running mate, I can tell you the most important thing is that the candidate has confidence in their partner. I'm not going to tell you what is in Joe Biden's heart or mind on this particular subject. All I can say is that the fact that he's talking to what appears to be a really phenomenal group of women leaders, and the fact that my name's even included in it is truly an honor. But I can very candidly tell you, I have been so focused on all the work that we have to do here in Michigan. I don't have much more to report on that front.
Governor, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Have a great day.